I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the EPL Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, you can reach us at the podcast by either emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com or tweeting us at eplroundtable. All right, we are here with a Crystal Palace update, joined by Jay, who you, of course, can find on Twitter via his website at the Eagles Beak and theeaglesbeak.co.uk.
.com,
there you go.
Yes,
well, anyway, Jay, it's been a while, but I wanted to have you on because Crystal Palace, things obviously not going super well. Just 3 wins thus far, just 2 points out of the relegation zone. We all know the issues up front. Benteke injured, Sorloth not really living up to the price tag, although it was a modest one, to be fair.
The
reliance on Zaha, which we've hammered home over and over again, it's a tired tale by now. But I was just telling you right before we hit record that in the middle of that West Ham match was the first time that I thought, you know, obviously from the outside looking in, maybe it's time that there should be a change. Maybe it's not Hodgson's fault, but maybe it's time to start at least kicking the tires on some managerial prospects. Do you think you or the Palace fan base are there yet?
I think a lot of the Palace fan base are there. It's still quite mixed, I have to say. I think Roy is a very likable character. I think he bought himself a fair amount of time after what he did last season. But, you know, let's face facts, we're 16 games in. We got 12 points, which is actually only 1 point better off than we were last season after not getting a point from the first 7 games and not scoring. So, you know, the facts are laid bare there. You know, you can't hide them. It's not been a great start to the season. However, I would add to that that the fact that we're not in the bottom three after 12 points from 16 games says a lot about how poor the quality of the Premier League is this year. I think you've got the top 6 and maybe 7 with Everton, who probably will end up being that 7th team. The rest is a real mixture of sides. And I think as anybody from that kind of area will be beating each other throughout the season, as we've already seen. And I don't think there's much to... Yeah, you know, much difference between a lot of the sides there. You know, that other 13 sides in the Premier League. When you compare it to last season, I think it's quite it's very different. We weren't actually caught adrift at the bottom of the table, but we were a few points behind other teams, and we had to make up the ground. You know, at the moment, as things stand, we are outside the bottom three. There are 4 worse teams than us at the moment on paper as the table stands. But it's not been great, let's be honest. I mean, this is a squad of players which should be doing better. And to be fair, the performances over those 5 really tough games that we had, we had Spurs, we had Chelsea, we had Arsenal, we had United. The performances were good. We probably didn't get the points out of those games that we perhaps deserved. I don't buy into the whole deserved. You have to earn your points and not, you know, deserve them and not get them. But, you know, we got 2 points from those games, and we come out at the other end with a goalless draw at Old Trafford, and actually thinking we should have got some out of that game, really, with the chances we had. And that's probably the time, if you're going to beat United side, that's probably the time to have done it. But, you know, you can't complain about a point at Old Trafford. You know, respect the point. And then we had a fantastic result against Burnley last weekend. Should have had more
played
goals.
Played them off the pitch.
Literally, it was a 2-0 thrashing. It really was. I mean, they had a couple of chances, not clear-cut chances. We had 29 chances. And I think, you know, if we had a striker up top, if we had Benteke playing, I'm not saying he would have scored a hatful of goals. I'm saying he would have laid it off. Because when Benteke plays as a lone striker, he would fill that void that we currently have. You know, at the moment, we're having to play Townsend and Zaha. And you mentioned there, Sorloth and also Ayew we have, who those two strikers are on the bench week in, week out, because Hodgson just clearly doesn't trust them. He doesn't rate them. They're on the bench and we're playing Zaha and Townsend up front. To me, Zaha's not a striker. Townsend isn't that player either. They've done their best. in those positions. But they're much, I mean, Zaha, for one, is much more talented out wide and taking on the fullback, cutting inside and, you know, setting up striker or even scoring goals from that position himself. He's looked kind of a bit of a, you know, shadow of his former self in recent games, very frustrated, huge weight on his shoulders because of the
almost isolated, both on the pitch and emotionally.
Very much so. I think you could, everything, when you look at the game yesterday against West Ham, he got booked in the last minute, and that's his fifth booking. We miss him next week. And that, you know, it's just petulance. He doesn't play with a smile on his face. The team is struggling, but he is struggling as well. And very much, very similar to the game in midweek, the Derby game, you know, as the game went on, we were giving him the ball, expecting him to do something, you know, like, here you go, Wilf, let's see you do something. And it kind of prodded in something with a stick, and it kind of wasn't doing what you wanted it to do, sort of thing. So since the draw at United, it's been, you know, it was great to beat Burnley. It's a game that we probably needed to win at that point. And then the last two games have been atrocious, you know, conceding six goals. When you could say our defence is probably one of, you know, really decent back line, you know, Sacco, Tompkins, they've been playing really well. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, I mean, the rave reviews for, and they actually played well yesterday, actually, Wan-Bissaka. He was our man of the match from our perspective. And, you know, it sounds odd for a defender conceding three goals, but I think he made the most tackles in the match. And, you know, such a highly rated player, and week in, week out, he just does, you know, more than you expect him to do. But yesterday, it was so frustrating. Going ahead very early on in the game, and we wanted a reaction after that that terrible result on Tuesday night. And we got that with the early goal. I mean, it's a scrappy goal. You know, James McArthur doing what he does best. I mean, he just works so hard, that guy, in the midfield. And to be honest, we probably should have gone into the break at 2-0 up, because Luke had a great effort off the crossbar. But there's a 20-minute period after half-time which we just capitulated. We just allowed West Ham to put the pressure on. They got that equaliser back. A poor header from Sacco, and Snodgrass just did the rest. And then the rest is history, really. I mean, we kind of huffed and puffed towards the end. We got a goal back, and 15 minutes to go, we had a bit of a go. But, I mean, you can't say that the players aren't playing for Hodgson. I think they are. I think there's just a lot of frustration in that, you know, they know that they should be doing better. The fans are frustrated because, you know, this is a quality squad, but, you know, the depth isn't quite there. You know, if you're missing Zaha, you know, there's not a lot else to choose from. And as we've seen, you know, we're missing Benteke. Connor Wickham has been out for 2 years injured. He came back from injury, made a brief cameo at Everton, and then pulled a thigh.
With particularly long memories, he used to be referred to as Wickaldinho on the pod back in his Sunderland days.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm sure it feels that way for him as well.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you see him commenting on social media, and he just wants to get back playing. The guy, you know, he's been working hard to get back from what was a horrific knee injury. And it'd be great to have him back. I mean, we look back towards the FA Cup run that we had, and we got to the final against United, and he was, you know, the last few rounds there, he scored goals against Watford in the semi-final. You know, that power we could really do it up front. And like I say, we are missing Benteke. You know, some fans listening might laugh at that, but I think a lot of Palace fans will now realise that. You know, last season he had a terrible season through, for not scoring a lot of goals. I think he only scored three goals in the Premier League. But as we now know, he was struggling with injury. You know, he had to have an operation at the start of this season.
And he at least provides a focal point to the attack.
He does, and he bullies the centre-backs. You know, he might not score the goals, but he's given the defence something to think about. With Wilf and Townsend, it has worked on occasions because it's a little bit different because they, you know, they're not strikers. They're not playing on the last man. They're coming from deep and using their pace and their skill. Whereas, you know, somebody like Benteke and Wickham, they, like I say, they just bully the defenders and give them something more to think about. Wilf and Townsend, the combination up front of those two will work on occasions, but not every week. It really won't work every week, as we've seen, you know, what with the last couple of games. So yeah, it's a lot of people are questioning Roy's position, as you mentioned. I'm not one of those yet. It's frustrating, I agree. Roy's a very likable character, and like I say, he gets a fair bit more time after what he did last season for us, but you know, it's getting to the point now where, you know, how long do we leave it? I mean, we sacked a manager after four games last season. And I think before that, we sacked Neil Warnock he had a better record than Roy at this stage of the season. So, you know, fans are starting to do a bit, you know, plenty of comparisons and trying to work things out. You start to look at the side and we're playing the same team week in, week out without any changes. But, you know, to be fair, there's not a lot that Roy can do from the bench that he's got available at the moment. And the real problem is up front. If we were scoring goals, then it would take the pressure off. But it's just not happening. Sorloth's been a bit of a real disappointment. He looks very raw, really raw. And a stint in the Championship probably wouldn't do any harm at all if he harbours any thoughts of continuing in English football. He showed a little bit here and there, but sometimes he's come on the pitch and not really shown an awful lot in terms of chasing things down and getting involved and doing what you think a striker should be doing. Ayew is just, I think he had a decent game against Arsenal. Other than that, I think he started that game from memory. But other than that, he's really, you know, he's a cameo appearances from the bench, and you do expect more from a player who has been around in the Premier League. You know, he's been in English football for a while, Villa and Swansea. We did have a few warnings from Villa and Swansea fans when he joined us on loan, but it's kind of proven to be the case, which is really unfortunate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you think that this is as simple as just if Benteke's back and fit or buying somebody in January, this team clicks? Or do you think there is some stuff that Hodgson could either do or isn't currently doing that could get a little bit more out of your team? Because as you mentioned, some of the performances have been there. You've been good for stretches of matches, you can be good in stretches of matches and still go down. Like there probably needs to be something to catalyze that positive momentum that you get throughout matches.
Completely agree. I mean, there's a big question mark around leadership in the side, whether we're missing a real true leader in the current side. You would think somebody like Tompkins would be a leader. And our current captain, Luka Milivojevic, he's not been the same since he came back from the World Cup in the summer. He really hasn't. He's been quite a different player. There are signs that he's coming back. I mean, he got on a score sheet on Tuesday, but he's really kind of struggling a little bit in midfield. Certainly not to the level that he was last season for us. You know, he scored a lot of goals for us, mostly from the spot, admittedly, but his all-round game was very good. Elsewhere, what can Roy do? I mean, I've mentioned the striker situation. That is the biggest problem, the striker situation, because I think in any kind of game, if you're getting goals from up front, and you're, I mean, like we created all those opportunities against Burnley without a striker, so you kind of wonder, you know, how many goals will be scored if we did have a striker up front for that game, even, you know, if it was Benteke. I mean, really, you would expect Benteke to be scoring well over, you know, double figures at least for the season. You know, he had a poor season last year. We yet to find out whether that was just a one-off. He scored 17 for us the year before. So, you know, hopefully last season was just a bit of a fluke for him. And as we know, he was carrying an injury. What can Roy do? It's so difficult. Because he's picking the same team week in, week out. He clearly doesn't trust Sorloth. I mean, I was talking to somebody earlier on. I kind of think maybe for the next game, you've just got to go with either Sorloth or Ayew as that lone striker up front. It's clear that Wickham or Benteke aren't going to be fit for that game. Wilf's not going to be playing. because he got a silly booking, which is his fifth at the end of the game yesterday. Tompkins won't be playing either because he got a similar booking, fifth booking. So we're missing two of our best players for that game. But for me, I think Roy's got to change it up. He's got to play with a striker in that game. And one of the other things, I think Max Meyer has kind of made his way into the squad after kind of settling into life in the Premier League.
Yeah, he's been playing at the assist at the weekend.
Definitely, yeah. But he's been played out wide, when he's drifted in centrally, he's been much more effective. So whether that opportunity is there this weekend to play him in a central role from the start, because Wolf isn't playing and playing that striker, I think the interesting thing is Roy's going to be forced to make changes this weekend because he hasn't got Wolf, he hasn't got Tompkins, so it's going to be interesting to see what he does. In recent weeks, he hasn't been forced to do that. He's been going with the same team, and I get that because he's one of these managers that he uses those players during the week on the training pitch, and that's his team, barring injury or suspension. That is his team. That's the core that he works with. They work on the free kicks and a different play, stuff like that. And you kind of get why he goes with that team. That's his 11. Barring those injuries, I'm pretty sure that when Benteke's fit or Wickham's fit, they'll be starting up front. It's just a real shame that the Sorloff signing hasn't come off for us, and Ayew really hasn't hit the ground running since he's come to the club. And both of them have had a real opportunity to nail down that lone striker role, but neither have shown anything close to taking that opportunity, unfortunately. And I think that's where we find ourselves. Roy's going to be forced to make changes this weekend. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out because we're bored of it now, but it's a well-known fact that we can't win games without Wilf. Records are there to be broken. Hopefully, we'll go close to it this weekend. We were close to it. Was it? I can't remember what the game was. It was. I think it ended up being a draw. Did we not draw? I can't remember. I can't remember the last game Wilf missed. It seems like a long season already, but... yeah, it's really. I don't want to see Roy go just yet. I think he could do with a bit more time. He's been unlucky with the injuries to Benteke particularly. Whether he's the saviour when he comes back is difficult to know after last season. But the other question we've got is the goalkeeper. Now,
yeah,
Wayne Hennessy has had a good season. To be fair, he's had a good season, but. There's a lot of question marks still around him. You kind of look at some of the saves he makes or some of the goals he lets in and you think actually some of the top keepers in the Premier League would be pulling off those saves quite easily, just kind of catching practice, stuff like that. I'm not saying he's making mistakes because he is. It's probably in his best form.
He just has limitations.
He does. Yeah, I think that's a perfect description. He has limitations, and I think he was caught out a bit yesterday, to be fair. Snodgrass's goal was not much chance of that at all. I mean, I think the ball was in flight. It was outside of the post and it curled in from distance. So yeah, that's, you give him that one. But the parry from the free kick, I mean, the ball was going into the centre of the goal. And he's parried it out to the striker right in. He's got to do better than that. You want your keeper to be doing better than that. And we do have a keeper that we got from La Liga, as some fans may know. Vicente Gaeta, very highly rated in La Liga last season. I think he was a third-ranked keeper. And we got him in the summer on a free transfer. He's yet to make a Premier League appearance. But there's a lot to be said for, that's why Wayne Hennessy has had a better season this year, because he has that competition behind him. We have Dean Kiely, who is a very good goalkeeping coach, that's come in the summer and helped out as well. So that's where we're seeing a bit of an improvement in Hennessy. But I think Hennessy could do better. I think we could do better. I think a lot of the time, like I mentioned, the back line has played very well this season for a large portion. We've got us. Quite a back line that is pretty consistent in terms of personnel. Tompkins has missed a few games, admittedly, here and there through injury, but for the most part, they're a good quartet at the back there, and that's probably helped Hennessy as well, having the players in front of him week in, week out, that he can rely on. And, you know, Tompkins and Sacco are probably one of the best centre-back partnerships we've seen at Palace for a very long time. But yeah, the question mark over the goalkeeper at both ends of the pitch, really, isn't it? I hate to be too harsh on Hennessy. It's a difficult one because we are seeing probably his best form since he's been at Palace, but is that best form good enough for us? That's the question mark. You know, you think that we could probably do better, you know, because for a club like Palace and for a lot of teams in the Premier League, that if you do have that goalkeeper that can pull off those saves and you can rely on week in, week out, it does make a big difference. It really does. You know me, Kev. I'm not a particularly harsh or negative fan at all. And I always see, you know, we've had a pretty long journey to this point. I mean, this is our sixth season in the Premier League. I've said this weekend that, you know, you've got to earn that seventh season. You can't just, you know, walk into it. You've got to earn it, no matter who else is in the Premier League you're competing against. You still have to earn that right to be in the Premier League. It's the same as, you know, teams in the Championships. They got to fight to get promoted. Teams have got to fight and prove to be in the Premier League week, you know, season in, season out. You know, six seasons is great. I'm hearing some Palace fans saying they'd rather be in the Championship. Do you know what? That annoys me so much. You know, you want to be in the top division, in football. And, you know, there's a lot of fans that are thinking, well, what's the point in Palace being in the Premier League? And it's probably similar to a lot of clubs our size in Premier League. You know, what do we want to achieve in a Premier League? You're never going to achieve top six. You're not going to win the title. But, you know, you're playing against the best players, you know, some of the best players in the world. You know, why wouldn't you want your club in the top division? I know it's tough. You know, you're not going to win every game. You know, you're going to go through, ruts like this, but it happens. It's football. It's sport. You know, it's just how it works. So, you know, we've got to earn our right to be in the Premier League for another season, you know, for next season. And it's looking very tough at the moment. But like I say, we're not in the bottom three we were this time last season. And I think that might work in our favour a little bit, because I'm not saying that, you know, there are far worse teams than us in the Premier League, but I think, you know,
there are enough slightly worse bad teams.
Well, you kind of think that, and you know, there's a few inexperienced teams in there as well. You know, like I say, we should be able to use that 6 years of experience in the Premier League to our benefit, really. You know, we've been here long enough. There's no reason why we can't go on and be here for, you know, another few seasons and maybe even longer. But yeah, we've got to earn that right. It's, you know, it's not guaranteed.
Yeah. Just to wrap up, do you think Hodgson will be Crystal Palace's manager at the end of the season?
That's a tough one. I mean, looking at our fixtures, the way they go over Christmas and into the new year, I'm going to say no. I've got a funny feeling.
You disagree with it, but you think it's no?
I disagree with it, yeah, but I've got a feeling that he won't be here come the end of the season. I hope I'm wrong. I'd like myself to be wrong. I'd like myself to be wrong saying that Roy's still here at the end of the season and we're still in the Premier League. But at the moment, the way things are going, you know, like I say, whether he's hasn't had much luck, he hasn't helped himself a little bit with some decisions, but you know, I want us to have a bit of consistency for a change. You know, but with a manager, we've changed a fair bit over the years, and you know, it seems to happen in the Premier League, doesn't it? There doesn't seem to be a lot of that unless you're in the top echelons of the Premier League. But even then, you know, you still see a bit of a turnover of managers, other than at Spurs, of course. You know, you do it right with your manager, but. Yeah, I kind of get a feeling that Roy won't be here at the end of the season. I hope I'm wrong, and I don't think I'd particularly agree with the decision, but I think that we're at a point at the moment where he's feeling the pressure, he's under pressure, he's on the hot seat, as you say, but I hope we can turn it around, because we've got the players to do it, and we've got the capability both in the coaching staff, the manager staff, and everything else. You know, a little bit of luck, get Benteke back, get him scoring goals, and that, you know, it's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll end there, but best of luck to Palace through the rest of the season.
Thank you, Kev.
And we'll see what happens with Hodgson, and I'm sure we'll have you on again if that situation changes.
Definitely. Cheers, Kev.
Yep, take care.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.